Their comet.
Comet coming within the vision of the scientist, the telescope, and again passing away to the eternity. So in the Loka, I question if I have anything in that. Bahuni me bati jani jangmani tava jajino tanyahang veda sarvani natyam veda param tapo. I know everything, but you do not know what you I know everything. I am everywhere. I know everything. But it is not possible for you to come to my level and to never know anything and everything. Bahuni me bati jani janamani tava jajino tanyahang veda sarvani. I know everything. You may think that you can control so many enemies, but still you want that limitation. You don't know everything. Nidai. Infinite is in my own part. I transcend infinite. That is my position. I can transcend infinite. Vishtabhavidam Krishnam ekaṁśi nastitu yavat. No limit can be imagined in my concern or consideration. Namantaiva jivanti. So namantaiva, jnane prayasa mudavasya namantaiva. The inquiry must be stopped and on the submission, submissiveness, that will help you most. You have been given your quota, your sphere. You utilize your energy there only. That will be the best projection you will have. Jnani prayasa mudavasya namantaiva. You surmise that towards infinite good. Infinite good, as I transmit to you about the outside knowledge. Submit, accept that, and go on with your duty in your own sphere. There will be maximum benefit getter there. You will benefit at maximum benefit you will get only if you confine within your limit and placing confidence in my, in me, or in my say, my statement. Jnani prayasam ut apaksha, hatefully. Hatefully give up to measure anything and everything. Just to swallow everything to put in your own belly. This is impossible. Why you will fight with your own shadow? Loss of energy. Give up that impossible attain. Submit, put faith, and go on with your journey. And then you will come and country calm and you will feel my presence. And that will satisfy you enough. Namante vajinvamti sankaritaṁ bhavati yuva. Through the agent of mine, try to be in my connection. And that will be the maximum attainment. Yourself. Don't forget that you are limited, and there may not be many unlimited. Unlimited is one, all limited. But that progress, according to their submission, is faith, Shraddha, not by their audacious attempt to know anything and everything. In a particular sphere, let me work in the material sphere. But the sphere of souls, over soul, super soul, sphere left, they cannot enter. They cannot enter even, cannot conceive even of such fine place where so many wonderful things are existing. Impossible for them to guess, to imagine even, in the subjective, in the higher plane, plane superseding the reason. We have so many wonderful things. You want to go, confined into this mundane, the material. So I experience, we are experience, nose experience, and tongue experience, touch experience, in this jurisdiction you will flood, in the clay, in the mud. You may make any progress you like there. But you in heart, a pit in your heart, the existence of the higher types of world, region, subjective, super-subjective, super-super-subjective. Your this method won't be of any action there. Can't even imagine. Only through submission you may get touch. That is the way. When Jamini Vaishabhanuti, when the higher existence will call for you, you will enter dancing. Dancing you will enter, the call and come for you from that sphere. Yamini Vaishabhanuti Tena Labha. You won't be able to know how can you go there, how can you climb up there, or the whole sphere, the whole court come to you, to your house, or you are crossing so many barriers of police protection, all these things, and you are passing there. You won't be able to conceive even if call comes from higher region. Your connection with them will be so easy. There's no difficulty. And that can be done only through faith. So many qualities have been given in ordinary soul, and the faith is the qualified or higher form of capacity or vritti.
Medium, in a sense, medium.
Faith. The faith is the highest endowment in you through which you can come to the connection of the finer and finer type of individual. Mental stimulation or by engaging your reason. Your reason only drawn from the material experience. What more? Repressed, what more he can produce? But only faith. You are very much afraid that faith may be blind. But that is in the infinite, it is impossible to have any blind faith. You may not even conjecture is at a point of time. So many things may exist there. So don't think that your faith will disguise you. And the faith does not mean that ordinary credulity. Faith has got also its qualification, its definition. To accept, to understand, to feel that there is one by whose connection everything can be connected. Because you have the conception of a central truth, of the highest controller. That sort of thing. There is not only plural, but one. There is one and many. Not only many, but there is one also. That sort of faith. The general thing. I mean, innumerable absolutes cannot exist. Absolute must be one. And he must harmonize all this plurality, diversity. So, to be conscious about the one, of oneness, and that must be central, that must be highest, it is automatically being there. Krishna, Krishna. Saddhamauryam loka. Yamini vaisya vinute ten labha. Jasmin gyati sabhanujan dadmi vijyatam bhavati jasmin tap. Then, asatu ma sad gamayo, tamasu ma jyotir gamayo. Nityur ma amitam gamayo. This should be the central point of our search. Not disorganized anomaly. A regular search to go to our center. Center. I am a part, I have got my connection with the whole. And what is that connection? I want to know for my own interest. Otherwise, I am self-forgetful, self-negligent. I shall be of suicidal type existence. I shall have to admit. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur.
Accommodate the absolute within the relative truth.
God must have some connection with relative. Absolute and relative. Relative, not outside absolute. Is it not?
It's part of the absolute.
When you say that it is absolute, then anything and everything must have got connection with the absolute. So a connection is there. It covers absolute, covers everything. Nothing outside absolute. So some connection is there. Partial representation. It may be called so of the absolute. Angsha, sangsha, vivinnangsha in this way. Sangsha, vivinnangsha. The shadow of above the absolute. Sangho, the avatar of the absolute. Vivinangsa jiva. And the reflection is the world of the absolute. In this way it has been conceived.
Through the agent
of the absolute, we can only have connection with him. Once I went for preaching in Karachi, Arya Samaj leader came to me and told, if finite can know infinite, then he is no infinite. I also answered, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is no infinite. He got an answer. So that is our direction. We cannot approach, but he can come down. We cannot go up, but he can come down and take me up. That is the principle underlying the path of devotion. The main idea is that he loves me, he may take me in that domain, but I can't go independent of him. That is the idea. Maintain always that goal. Everything within his hand. But he says that he is my guardian, he is my friend. Ahaṁ hi sarva yogyānān bhukta ca purureṣu. And then, bhuktāraṁ yukyatāsāṁ sarvaloka maheśvaraṁ śūrhiraṁ sarva bhūtānāṁ. I am friendly to everyone, to anyone and everyone. I am friendly, relation. So don't apprehend your harm from my side. You can have faith in me. That is his direction, general direction. I am not your enemy, not your antagonistic, not your evil vision, your well vision. You take it. Then you will find peace. Wherever you will be, my guardian is represented in the highest quarter of the administration. He would look after my interest. So I have got no trouble in my life. He is there. Everything in him, and he is my friend. So I should not appear for anything wrong about me. I can go on cheerfully discharging my duties. Bhatapravitti bhutanam dhina sarvam idam tatam sakarmana tamudbhatya siddhim vindetamam. And by gradual process I will make progress towards the right, towards the truth. Then one day my feel within me, sarvadharmanam parityajya, I am very eager to meet him. He is so near. He is so great. He is so loving. I can't wait but to be united. Give up all your duty and surrender towards me. And I am everywhere. I shall trust that sort of mentality in you. I will come down to your earth or send some agent to take you up towards me. That is his attitude and declaration. I feel tired.
No.
Purukkha, parukkha, aparukkha, adhokshaja and aprakit. Experience, sense experience, what one's own, then the knowledge get by experience, not by own but by other senses. Parakha. Knowledge recorded from the experience of others, then the person who is concerned. Parakha. There is war, the atomic energy, all these things, by through newspaper we come to understand many things, which is not our direct sense experience, but the sense experience of others, then ourselves. Second class. Third class, aparuksha, anubhuti. Just as in sound sleep, almost no experience, but still a sort of experience is there. When one comes down from that stage, he says that I slept very happily. Sukham Hamasrapsam in Upanishad. I slept happily. So a sort of experience gathered from that region. Aparaksha Anubhuti. the yogi and the jnani, when they enter into samadhi, they also have similar experience. Bhik, non-differentiated, unassertable, a sort of experience, very, very vague. But still that is a sort of experience. It has been recorded in the Upanishad. Aparokshanubhuti, neither the product of one's own sense experience nor the product of any other sense experience. Independent of sense experience, Shankar school says that here is the limit of knowledge, not beyond that. But Ramanujacharya says that no, there is the fourth, the Turiya, the knowledge of the fourth plane is possible. Adhukshaja realm, that is the realm, super subjective. We cannot be a subject in that plane. But when the subject have got some experience on me, I can feel that a higher type of knowledge has descended in me, in my conscious area, and I can feel some strange feeling which cannot be experienced in this world. A new type of knowledge will come in connection with. When that withdraws, the finer subjective experience that is withdrawn, we are nowhere, can't help. That is adhukshaja vaikuntha jnana. That can descend in our area of knowledge and that can withdraw of its own accord. So we cannot but admit possibility of such knowledge, that is transcendental knowledge. Transcendental means not non-differentiated always. It is a knowledge of differentiative character. But it supersedes our all efforts. According to sweet will, it come down to the knowledge of our area and withdraw. Very subtle, very fine, very independent in its nature, but still it is there. It is a part of the truth, we can't deny that. So that is adhokshaya. And Sri Chaitanya Dev from Bhagavatam says that is a fifth class. Fifth plane, that is of Prakriti. This adhukshaja, this character is grand and wonderful. Not similar to knowledge of this world, of our experience. It has got many peculiar dignified position. Movement, master the movement. Showing many astonishing symptoms and independent symptoms of a soul. But aprakita is very similar to this mundane, but still above that fourth dimension. Vaikuntha Parabhum, the power so grandeur of the heavens. Such dignified movement is not there. But very similar to this mundane knowledge. But that is the supremeest quarter. Avajananti mangmura manasim tanumasita param bhava majanantu vama bhuta mahishwaram aprakita. That is found in Vrindavan. Humanly, the Lila of the Lord, Krishna is Jatakakala, Sadbhuttam Naro Lila Naro Bhupu Yahara Sarut. And the human section has been created only after that idea. That is the highest quarter. Very simple and very plain. And no dignity or reverence, power swing of this command. That is the highest position of the world. From that position, the whole movement is commanded. That is love and beauty. Beauty, no grandeur, no reverence, no forcing or rules, regulations, all these things. Very similar to this human life of prakriti. And the process to attain that is also very simple. Only attachment, only greed for that, only want within us for that, hankering, earnestness, that is necessary only to have that position. Lohite janam payoti shigra variya. Only genuine search, genuine earnestness, that we want that, only qualification, that is Shraddha. So it is very difficult on one side to put our faith that is the highest position. Jnana-sunna bhakti. Jnana-sunna bhakti. No grandeur of the constructive world, nor subtle vanity for the renunciationist. But very plain, homely. Only living ordinary life of ordinary style. Only the viewpoint is just the opposite, is changed. The opposite. Sense-centered, and that is centered, God-centered, interest is different. Central interest and the extremity interest. That is the difference, the opposite. Everything, all else is very plain, simple thing. The Krishna is Yadaka Kala Sarbhuttam Narulila Naruvapu Yahara Sarva. To understand this, to have real attraction for this, it is very rarely we can have faith in such things. Or reverence, grandeur, power. It is easy to put our faith there. But ordinary simple thing, to put faith there, it is difficult. Aprakita, kevala, bhagavata, kevala. Kevala means non-differentiated. Differentiation and non-differentiation. Kevala. That so knowledge is so spacious that everything is harmonized there. That understanding will work at every corner, everywhere. Just as gold may have its value in every country, every province, something like that. In all detail, even stealing and fighting, snatching, all these things, that is also harmonized with the highest purity. With the highest purity, everything can be there. Not only selflessness is there, it is a play, it is a show. The selfish object is not present there on one side, and the positive. The God, God, the absolute interest is to be traced everywhere. Only that is the difference. So, doubt is not in the form, but all filthiness is in the spirit, in the object. The form is not to be blamed. The form of our movement is not to be blamed. Only the object is to be blamed. The object is pure, is all-pervading nature. Then the form is also. Must cannot but be pure. Stealing is bad because one party becoming loser and another party gainer apparently. So it is bad. But if stealing is for the interest of the whole, then the poison is removed. So, every action, bad or good or bad in our consideration and the standard of our present calculation, that is eliminated. Whatever is done, that is, if that is for the benefit of the whole, and if possible more than that, then all the activities are stingless. No poison there, no suffering, no reaction. But still, the whole detailed characteristic of every movement is maintained. of Prakrit. Of Prakrit. So Krishna is stealing, he is doing so many things which is apparently objectionable to the social law, to the interest of the other. But that is not only not bad, but that is the best thing for all to understand that. That is Vrajalila, Krishna Lila, to enter into Vrajalila, to be accommodated with this sort of knowledge and spirit and the habit and aspiration. If we can adjust with that, then we are fit to have entrance into Vrajalila. Vrajalila. Otherwise, labored imitation, that will bring its reaction, a reaction of wrath. Logiki, Vaidiki, Vapi, Jagriya, Kriyate, Mune, Parishevan, Kula, Iva, Sakar, Jav, Hukti, Nishchata. Does not matter what type of work I am doing. Every work may be for the service of the Lord. Everything may be utilized. Only the standpoint, such heart, the center going, feeling is necessary for this material. Through saddha, faith, and atmanikhi, to throw one's own self into that sort of wave of knowledge. Vajodila. Sarvadharmam Puritajya. We are busy, very busy with rules and regulations, and generally that is calculated on the limited consciousness, limited experience of good and bad. Not some extended area. Laws and the rules, they are product of our local experience, a little less or a little extended in the basis. But not absolute. Not absolute. Harees, logiki, vaidiki, vapi. By form calculation, it may be a shastric activity as archanam, bandhanam, all these things, or logiki, to deal with another person, to purchase a thing, and so many troubles on the way may come. Some quarrel with rickshawala, and quarrel with the seller. Everything may be recorded in the jurisdiction of devotion. Devotion, everything. It has been said that Mahabhagavat, he is passing urine, passing stools, that is also bhajan within. That is also not waste of time. It is possible. It is possible. The wholly harmonized person, whatever it does, that has got relation to this bhajan. Taking food, why? To make him fit for service. And going regularly to the latrine, That is also will be helping, that has contribution to the health that will be utilized in the service, 10%. In this way, everything, no loss of time, no loss of energy, 10% on his account, it may be possible. Not to reject a portion and dedicate a particular another portion to the God and some kept for him or others, not that. Wholesale conversion. 10% time is utilized in service. लौकिकी वैदिकी वापी जाक्रिया क्रिया ईहा यश हरिदशी कर्मणा मनुषा गिरा निषिदासु पवस्थासु जीवन मुक्त सुच्यते. In this no longer in bondage, all the efforts of whom meant only to satisfy him. Gaur Sundar.
Maharaj, you said on the spiritual plane that Gyan plays a more, as in a backhand, or in the background, Gyan. There is no calculation.
Gyan means automatic, sambandha Gyan. A child, when he is dealing with his father or mother, he always does not bring the knowledge that she is my mother because she is feeding me, I came from her womb. All these calculations are not present. It is on the background. And as the result of that background, he is treating with his mother in a particular way, and the brother another way, father another way, the sambandha-gyan. Not to calculate that moment, it is already adjusted in such a way. The result of adjustment, the knowledge is in the background. And that created by knowledge, his dealings are being conducted. Sambandha-gyan. Gyan, not every moment that he is calculating. It is left background. And his position in the, rather in an intuitive position. Just as the digesting. We are not conscious of the stomach affairs, how it is, the heart affairs. They are going on with their work, that is in the background. And in the forefront, so many other things are to be thought and done. So, sambandha-gyan. What is what? What is what? And accordingly, the function between them will work automatically. Automatic. Automatic knowledge will back the activity, the movement. Continue. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Yashoda, she is seeing her child, small. So many rishis and gods, demigods, she is seeing, looking with great veneration, greater veneration, and asking many things from them, and so that her child may not be in danger in any form in this way. But the center of her affection, the whole affection is concentrated to the child, and that is the valuable thing. Not that the respect he is giving to Shiva, to so many ascetics, give some grace for, so that my child may go on, may live long, may have good health. Because they are bigger, there are so many gods, there are so many sadhus. She gets, collects benediction from them for the good of this child, of her child. But that his conception that they are bigger than my child, they are holding bigger position of my child than my child.